Lou Manfredini, our Mr. Fix-It, is heard Saturdays on WGN. You still got the same time slot over there, Lou?
I am still 6 to 10. So really what happened is Bob Surratt now is following, you know, he said, well, Lou has 6 to 10. That's what I want to be.
He wanted to be. And in fact, call Bob Surratt tomorrow and ask him what to do when you're changing out a toilet. And he'll be happy to take your call.
Right.
Hey, by the way, I do have a question. Can I ask you a fix-it question?
Sure, absolutely.
My bathroom sink's draining real slow, and I've been pouring stuff down there. Nothing seems to be happening. Should I get a snake and put it down the hole, or should I unscrew that pipe, that gooseneck pipe underneath the sink, and route it out from there?
Before you do any of that, there is a... If it's draining slowly, and is this in the older home that you're living in now?
Yeah.
Okay. So... There is a product that I really like called Insta Flow, and it comes in a bottle, and it's actually a dry chip. It's a dry material. Hmm. You're going to take the pop-up out of the sink, and then you're going to boil some water.
Seriously?
You're going to pour some of these chips over the drain until it creates like a pile, and then you're going to pour boiling water over the top of these chips until they dissolve. It's going to give out a pungent odor, so don't put your nose over the top of it. Wait 90 seconds, and then pour the remaining boiling water. It is unbelievably effective at munching up some of the gunk and whatnot that's going on. Chances are in an older home, the leak is not in the trap. It's in the wall. But as long as it's running slowly, this will probably work.
That is amazing. And you call that, what do you call that?
Insta Flow, and it comes in a bottle that kind of resembles a large vitamin bottle.
I got a question for you. Pete said, hey, we got to take our break. Let's do that. And then give me some other tips on what to do about the ice. Give me some product names and descriptions of the chemical compounds, okay? We get to continue here, so let's just keep rolling. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, give me the poop on that now.
So there's a bunch of products out there that you can buy, and you'll get super confused by all of this. Of course, rock salt is the least expensive that you can use, and it's probably the most... abrasive on any of the surfaces that you would put it on there. So I know a lot of people that use rock salt and they're really happy with it, but it does the most damage to the lawn and the garden and then surfaces on top of it. I'm not anti-rock salt, but if you're going to leave it on there and you notice piles of it, make sure you broom it away when you get a chance, because that's where you'll really do a lot of damage.
Let me ask you this. Does that, if you've got cracks in your sidewalk or wherever that's sitting, is that going to exacerbate that?
Not as much as the ice would. So I'm a big proponent of using ice melt from a safety perspective. What people should be using, and it costs a little bit more, is you can buy these blends of calcium chloride and potassium chloride. And then there's all these products that say they're safer for pets. And a lot of people use that. But what I don't want people to get the false sense that, oh, well, I can use this. I don't have to worry about my pet. It is still the same compound makeup. They put some buffers on there. And so anybody that has a dog, if you let them outside, one of the, you know, the tips is to keep a damp rag by the door as well as a dry rag. And when they come in, use the damp rag to wipe off their pads and then the dry one so they don't, you know, get wet feet all over your home. But the thing that I really want people to start using, which I think makes a lot of sense, is now for the past probably 7 or 8 years, maybe 10 years, there's a product that's called liquid calcium chloride, and it comes in both gallon and 5 gallon jugs. It is exactly what it said. It's a liquid. You put it in a pump sprayer. The one thing that has happened with technology now is we know exactly what the new the weather's going to be, right? If they tell us it's going to snow 8 inches, it usually does. I mean, maybe not 8, but it's going to snow. This stuff, you go out pre-storm. And you spray the sidewalk or the driveway. And what will happen is this will put a nice layer over the top of that. And when the snow hits, if it's light enough, it'll just evaporate. You won't even see it. Heavier snow will make your life so much easier when you go to shovel. The beauty part about the spraying is you can pinpoint control it so you don't get it all over the lawn. Keep in mind, potassium chloride, calcium chloride are still not good for your lawn. They're just slightly better than rock salt.
Liquid calcium chloride is your first choice. The calcium chloride, potassium chloride mix.
Pellets, like a pellets,
maybe
right?
Maybe would be the second and the third choice, the one you like the least, but you don't hate it, is rock salt.
Correct. And the other thing, too, is we don't need a ton of this, okay? It is, I don't, when you're, I mean, I don't salt my food, but if I was going to do just a little bit, you know, like a little on your hand, don't go crazy. I don't need a giant layer of this stuff. Plus the fact that it'll cost you less money. Just a nice, even dusting of the product across the areas that you're concerned with. Pay very close attention to steps. This is where we get falls and trips and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you really, really have to be careful with that stuff. And the nice thing about the pre-treatment is after you do it a couple times, there's residual value on the liquid stuff. And so you may notice that, wow, I'm not getting any ice buildup whatsoever. That's because there's a nice layer that's been absorbed into the concrete and it continues to work. And you'll use less product, and I think you'll find it to be a much neater product to use. You know, we haven't really hit winter yet, right? I mean, it's the first snow, and, you know, we haven't hit those 3 weeks of when it's, you know, everything looks really dark and dirty, and right now the snow still looks nice and clean. In a couple of days, you know, it's going to warm up and it's going to look nasty.
Yeah.
But then we're going into, you know, the month of January and February. We've all been down this road before. Just be careful that that road isn't too slippery.
Do you like the tip of spraying PAM on your shovel or blades of your snow thrower?
I was shoveling yesterday, and it was sticking to the shovel. Yeah. And I thought to myself, you know, there's people out here that put cooking spray on things. Instead of just tapping the, I was just tapping the shovel on the ground, and it was all coming off. So if you want to do it, does it work? Sure. And then go in and fry an egg. I don't know. I mean, it works. You can. I mean, it's not something I would do.
Do you ever recommend sticking your arm inside the snow blower to pull it out while it's still running?
No, that is definitely not something that I tell people.
I'm just
to
writing
do.
This down. I mean,
write
I don't know
all
what
this
you're
going
to say.
But I will tell you this when it comes to the snow throwers and snow blowers is that the whole supply chain thing that we've been hearing ad nauseum about is still continuing. And many of those products, both American made and imports, are just unavailable. If you go to a store and you see one or two snow throwers, you're like, you know, I think I need a new snow thrower. I'm going to think about that. Tomorrow it's not going to be there.
Do you have snow throwers? Do you have them at your store?
We do. Mm. But I will tell you that, and that is from an effort of our team, because we actually found, secondary suppliers and drove and picked them up ourselves because to try and help our community, you know, the people that need this stuff. And the other thing, too, is if you're going to buy a snow thrower, one of the new technologies there, John, are these battery operated ones that I highly recommend.
No.
And I would have, if you would have asked me 5 years ago,
they don't have enough power.
No.
That when you get that heavy stuff, they'll drain too fast or they won't throw it out.
Then buy an extra battery, and I'm telling you, no gas, no oil, squeeze the trigger and go.
Yeah.
If the snow is that heavy, stay inside.
There's a story on Channel 9 today, and it said, how old is too old to shovel your snow? And I don't know what the answer to that was. I may steal from them tomorrow, because I think that's nonsense, but I'm not a cardiologist.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm going to tell you something. That I have a brother-in-law that just moved to California, and when he was leaving, he goes, hey, I have these snow shovels. You want them? I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, he is kind of a crazy guy. He bought this giant shovel that is 4 feet wide. Okay, now, John, you know me. I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
And I was trying to push the snow with this thing. It was so big that I'm like, you know, unless it was a dusting, you really couldn't use it. It's the kind of shovels that when you see the Blackhawks when they clean the ice, when the ice people go out, that's the shovel. Okay, but when it's in real snow, you can really put a strain on your body, especially if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Buy a smaller shovel.
That's interesting.
Take your time and don't rush it. And so if you do that to the point of where you're, how old is too old? Just don't think that, look at me, I'm strong enough to do this, whether you're a man or a woman. Smaller shovel, smaller bites of the pie, and take your time.
Well, that's because you say, oh, no, I'm too old to shovel, so I'm not going to shovel, and then you go inside and get on your Peloton. I mean, if you can do one, you can do the other. Just be smart about it. Lou, I have 30 seconds left, but as a Minnesotan, the snow shovel we liked the best was the one real hard, like milky white plastic blade. Do you know the kind of snow shovel I'm talking about?
It's called the snow plow.
That
it's
thing
American
is awesome.
Made.
Yes.
It's got a yellow, the one that I'm talking about that's 4 feet wide, that's what it is. They make them in 24, 36, and 48. Buy the 24 and just take your time.
You'll hear Lou Manfredini this Saturday. Will I hear you this Saturday? You were off last Saturday.
I was off the last two Saturdays because of Christmas and New Year's, but I missed all you people, and I'll be back this Saturday.
We'll be listening. Thank you, my friend.